careful there, traveler. Before you lies part two of a two-part episode, and the way is treacherous. If you venture back across the misty moors to the safety of part one, you'll be well prepared to enter part two unscathed. Yeah, this is part two. Part one is the previous episode. You should go and listen to that. And then when you have, you can come back here and listen to part two. Have a great time. We grew up in a world of online animation. And we're digging you out for your consideration. Bringing you the tunes that made us who we are. Flash in the pan. Flash in the pan.
Okay.
And so, at this point, we are going to leave the club bangers behind, and we're going to turn the clock back even further, because we've been neglecting a pretty major part of Flash animation history, which is the Homestar Runner Halloween specials. There have been so many, and we're going to chip into that backlog a little bit, and we're going to look at the first and third. We're going to start with the first one, which is called Homestar Halloween Party, from way back on Halloween 2000.
And so it turns out the robot had a human brain that was stolen from a kindly old man. And the children of that old man came to the robot looking for their father. And they called out to him. And the robot's human brain remembered his children and his stolen life. And he was moved to tears. But the tears shorted out his circuits and fried his brain. And the robot toppled over and he crushed his children and the goblin too. And none of them lived.
Oh, jeez, what a total downer.
Yep. Thanks, Strong Sad. Wow, that was a real roller coaster of a story.
Yeah.
It had everything.
Yeah, it was a goblin and a robot and a car.
Yep, yep.
There were some women in bikinis. Yeah,
that
really did have everything.
It really did.
Yeah.
So this is interesting, because this is like the start of the Homestar Runner Halloween tradition.
Yeah.
You know, Homestar is new, you know, new on the scene, and this is the first attempt at a fun Halloween cartoon. And so you're dressing everyone up together, and they're all in weird costumes that only kind of match their personalities. Actually, no, they mostly do. We can talk about it in more detail shortly. I really do like how a lot of the character aspects are not fully formed yet, but they're in the process of being nailed down.
Yeah.
So we've talked previously about Homestar quite a lot, and we've talked about how the characters started out and what they kind of turned into over time. And also, you know, the voices are also still in kind of flux. Like, Coach Z's accent is particularly unmoored in this.
Yeah, he's talking about street cred. Like, that's not something Coach Z... That's not something I would expect Coach Z to do.
I don't know. I think it works, because Coach Z has always been, like, the one who is very into hip-hop.
Yeah, alright. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah. Also, this is, like... I think the only time we see Coach Z with fingers.
Oh god, yeah, he does have fingers. Oh. Mm.
Which is...
Don't like that.
Yeah, it's something you don't notice until you notice, right? Don't. But like he says, you know, I prefer to work with the Furious Five, and he shows us five fingers. Which is really something.
Yeah.
You know? But no, I think Coach Z being Flavor Flav, and like, you know, and like he's talking about Grandmaster Flash, right?
Yeah,
like these are sort of like classic old school hip hop references. That Coach Z, as canonically a weird middle-aged man in 2000, would have been into growing up. Right? That makes sense, I think.
Yeah.
And speaking of music, we do have Homestar as Kurt Cobain.
Okay, yeah. I was pretty sure it was Kurt Cobain, and I was like, is it? Or is it like some other, like, thing that you're like, oh, it is Kurt Cobain, but then it's like something different, but no.
Yeah, oh, no, he's got the full Cobain. Yeah, outfit. He's got the SST Records shirt. He's got the Chuck Taylors.
Yeah,
and he's got the floppy hair. And he also has the controversial girlfriend in Marzipan, who is always a buzzkill, seemingly from the beginning. If this is anything to go by, like, she is just kind of there, and is the girl one.
Yeah.
Like, like the suggestion that we should stand boy, girl, when she is the girl one is, I don't know, maybe it's self-awareness? It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
But she has come as Jeannie from I Dream of Jeannie, which was a very popular American sitcom about a woman who was a genie. And there were magical adventures sometimes.
Wow. I don't think I ever saw that.
I don't think it was really as much of a thing in the UK.
No.
According to the Homestar Runner Wiki, the costume Jeannie originally wore caused controversy because of how much of Eden's body was exposed.
Good God!
Eden being Barbara Eden, who played her. And I don't know, like, in like the 60s, it, you know, like, because the Jeannie outfit is, like, kind of like a harem girl outfit.
Right.
So I can see that being slightly, you know, eyebrow-raising. Strong Bad, though, like, as Carmen Miranda, appears to be full titty out.
Yeah. I mean, Strong Bad's always shirtless, right? So.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes sense.
It does make sense. But he's got the dress, and he's really gone all out for the fruit crown.
Yeah.
It's interesting that that Homestar calls him the Chiquita Banana Lady because the Chiquita Banana mascot was based on Carmen Miranda.
Ah.
So there you go.
Do you think the Brothers Chaps knew that?
They must have done. They are very culturally literate people.
True. Probably part, like, of the joke.
Yes. One thing I do like is that we have the Poopsmith as Tron.
Yeah.
Tron.
Yeah.
Right. But also, this would have been concurrent with the early internet sensation of the Tron guy.
Oh yeah.
So we mentioned him briefly in the last episode, actually, because we were talking about the Peter Pan guy. But Jay Maynard became online famous in the early aughts as the Tron guy. I don't know if he came before this cartoon or not, but he was part of the background characters of the internet in the early aughts, right? Like,
yeah.
Just photos of him dressed as Tron were like common viral photos of the early internet. And yeah, I don't know, maybe it's just a coincidence.
Maybe.
Yeah. Hey, Jay Maynard, if you're listening, then hi, hope you're doing good.
Hope you're doing all right.
Yeah. My favorite costume, obviously, is Strong Sad.
When did this cartoon come out?
This cartoon came out in 2000.
Oh, okay. Tron Guy was 2004.
Oh, okay. In that case, maybe the Poopsmith inspired him. Hmm. Maybe he's actually the Poopsmith guy.
Could be. What a fucking,
that's unlikely,
twist that would be.
Anyway, Strong Sad is Mikhail Gorbachev, which is great. It's very, very funny that Strong Sad is Mikhail Gorbachev, while everyone else is, like, much more exciting,
yeah, like
characters.
Some pop culture figure, and then just Gorbachev.
I mean, Gorbachev was a pop culture figure. He was in Pizza Hut.
yes, I often forget about Gorbachev Pizza Hut, because saying that phrase out loud makes me feel insane. That doesn't feel real. That happened. It did. Gorbachev. What if Gorbachev and Miku got in common? Pizza Hut.
Oh my goodness. That's...
No, sorry. I didn't sorry. Even think of... Sorry. Miku is Domino's Pizza. Sorry.
Oh, thank goodness.
But they were both on pizza commercials, so they do have that in common.
Wow. What if Hatsune Miku was the premier of the Soviet Union?
Much to think about.
Much to
that
think
is
about.
Too deep of a question for nearly 8 o'clock on a Saturday, I'm afraid.
We should talk about the plot of this episode, because it's not just a cavalcade of fun costumes, but also it is a spooky story.
Yes, there is.
It's a fun collaborative ghost storytelling, mm-hmm. which is just a fun thing to do with pals.
Yes,
they even have a torch that they pass around to shine under their chins.
The classic thing that you do when you're telling a scary story. Shining light directly into your eyes. It's definitely not bad for you. Yeah, they tell a scary story about a goblin?
Yeah, a goblin.
Yeah, and he does things like looks around.
He looks around, yeah.
And does a dance, I guess.
I like that Homestar is having such trouble thinking creatively that the goblin, like, his body is exactly the same configuration as Homestar's.
Yeah, it doesn't have any arms.
He's got he's got no arms, he's got the underbite. The goblin is just what if Homestar Runner was a goblin.
I think the two funniest bits of this for me are when the torch gets passed to Pom Pom, and obviously we never know what Pom Pom is actually saying, because he talks in like a gurgle.
Bubbles. Yeah.
So Pom Pom starts talking, and then he's like very, very sexy women in bikinis showing up.
It's not just sexy women in bikinis, it's sexy women with Pom Pom's face.
Yeah.
Now, this raises several questions.
This raises some questions. Is Pom Pom female real? Is Pom Pom girl real? They do stand boy girl. Do they actually do that? I think they do.
Is Pom Pom a species? Is Pom Pom an ethnicity? Is Pom Pom even, like, a living thing? It is hard to tell.
I think... Yeah. I mean, he kind of bounces around and talks to people. I mean, people understand what Pom Pom's saying. It's not
That's
English.
True. Or no, it's like Chewbacca.
Any kind,
right?
Yeah. Any or any
like people understand Pom Pom. It's so odd that maybe it's just like that's Pom Pom's idea of the perfect woman, and Pom Pom is just very conceited.
Yeah, it's either that
and so he just imagines that. Well, obviously they'd have my face.
Yeah, it's either that or that's goals for Pom Pom. To look to be beach body ready.
Oh my, are you telling me that Pom Pom is secretly trans? Is that what you are claiming on this podcast to our audience of potential thousands?
No, not really. I'm just saying, like, if it's possible Pom Pom could be a woman.
Okay, yeah. So I looked, I was reminding myself, because, like, I think we've seen... I have seen these characters in other places before.
Okay.
And there is actually a Homestar Runner wiki entry for Pom Pom's Girls.
Okay. Okay.
So according to the Homestar Runner yearbook character page, Pom Pom has 27 girlfriends.
Wow.
Strongbad at one point says that Pom Pom draws the line at about 100. Pom Pom is often talking to girls on his phone and also his Pom Pilot. And all of the girls do have Pom heads.
Is it a race?
But human bodies. Pom head, human body.
This raises so many questions.
According to the DVD commentary on this cartoon, this is just a sneak peek of the flesh, Matt Chapman said that they're, quote, a little risque for the website, and that Craig made them way too hot. It's
they are certainly so, yeah. Stereotypically attractive woman in bikini. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, hourglass figures. Yeah. So whatever Pom Pom has going on seems to be working out just fine for Pom Pom.
Also, the Pom Pom, the Homestar Wiki refers to Pom Pom with he, him pronouns by the sounds of it, so.
Yes, Pom Pom is referred to as male.
Okay. Well, okay. I may be a little bit disappointed, but.
Look, you can have whatever headcanon you want. If Pom Pom is trans to you, then that's fine. I don't think anyone is going to complain. And if they do, then that's a very silly thing to be upset about.
People get upset about all sorts of things. Listen, let's scroll up a bit in their Discord history and see people talking about emo crap and Bram Stoker's Dracula is the real vampire experience. Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, yeah, we didn't get to the second funniest part of this, which is when Strong Sad comes in.
Yes.
Dresses Gorbachev. Ruins the story by being.
It's great.
Being
it's
like,
so good.
The robot has a human brain. And then it turns out the brain was stolen from a kindly
old man.
And the kindly old man's children run up to the robot because they're like, it's him, it's really him. And then he starts crying, but the water short circuits the robot and he falls down and crushes the children and the goblin, killing them all instantly.
Yep, and the brain flies out of the robot, presumably also dead.
Yeah.
It's so good because it's
the very last thing. One of the very last things that happens in this cartoon is Homestar just going, wow, I'm so glad I invited you to my party, Strong Sad.
It's great. It's great.
It's fantastic.
So, like, the Strong Sad story upsets
everyone
to the degree that they just start leaving.
Yeah, they all just leave. They all just go home. Imagine being that much of a fucking buzzkill.
Yeah, like, maybe Strong Sad, especially at this early point, Strong Sad's character trait singular was sad.
Yeah.
Secondary character trait, a bit too clever.
Yeah.
Hence the Gorbachev.
Yeah.
You know, I am sad that we don't get to hear Strong Sad say words like perestroika. I think that would be very funny.
Are we sure that's never happened?
I am searching the Homestar Runner Wiki for perestroika.
Okay, I'm bated breath, I am waiting.
While I'm waiting for that to load, I do like that Bubs just gives the goblin a gremlin, an AMC gremlin.
Yeah.
That is then jacked up with all sorts of really cool add-ons, like a big engine and like a massive exhaust and a flux capacitor. Bubs's speech is actually taken from a line from Dazed and Confused.
Huh. How about that?
Yeah, when Wooderson is talking about the 411 Positrak Outback. If you haven't seen Dazed and Confused, it is a heck of a time capsule of a film.
Nice.
Definitely worth checking out.
Cool.
And of course, because Bubs is very much into excess and showing off wealth and ridiculous tat.
Yeah.
So that just makes sense, right? Oh gosh, imagine if Bubs was a Richard Linklater character. That would be great.
That would be pretty good.
Anyway, no, perestroika is not a word that appears on the Homestar Runner wiki.
Well,
yet.
Listen, Homestar Runner is still being made, so.
Yeah, hey, brothers, chaps, if you're listening, then first, hi, big
Hello.
Fan. Second, perestroika when?
When? Can we, when can we hear strong sad?
When can we have the entire history of the Soviet Union retold by Strong Sad in a monologue?
When can we hear Strong Sad talk about the proletariat?
The proletariat?
Yep, that's it. Just like that.
I think we are kind of transitioning into a minor flash. Because we are just talking about fun background details of the cartoon.
Yep.
And yeah, so as always, there are lots of fun little Easter eggs and interesting references and connections to later Homestar Runner cartoons. So I'm not going to go over all of them, because you can just read the wiki yourself, right? So a couple of things I do like about the director's commentary is the origin of the goblin.
Okay.
So I'm just going to quote the commentary here. So this is Mike speaking. So Matt, one time when he was, what do you think? You were three, maybe four. Yeah, four, probably four. It was right when we moved to Atlanta. There was this Halloween costume. It was this big inflatable head that you sort of have attached with this headgear of this Martian. Yeah, goblin. And Matt says, he was a goblin, not a Martian. He was a Gween Goblin. Mike says, our dad was interviewing him on a Super 8 and said, what do you dress up? And he like puts on a little high kid's voice to be Matt and says, a Gween Goblin. and I think that's really cute, right?
Yeah.
And it definitely goes along with the kind of like children's book origins of this. Like, yeah, okay, of course. They're just telling a story about a silly Green Goblin because these are children's book characters who happen to like Grandmaster Flash. Also, one fun fact from the wiki is that with 9 deaths, this cartoon has a higher body count than any other cartoon on the website, including Teen Girl Squad.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's been updated, but I think that tracks.
I think that sounds correct. People don't normally die in Homestar Runner.
Well, I mean, in Teen Girl Squad, they absolutely do.
Yeah, but that's like a comic.
That's also made by Strong Bad. Strong Bad does take over the story and make the robot arrive to kill everyone.
Yes.
And then Strong Sad continues the story to make it Sad Death.
Yeah.
Strong Sad, his Gorbachev outfit, the birthmark is on the wrong side of his head. So...
Oof.
Yeah.
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 Disappointing.
Very disappointing, yes. Also, apparently, the ending, where Strong Sad is just turning the torch on and off, apparently this might be a reference to the film Shallow Grave, in which Christopher Eccleston's character turns a flashlight on and off into his face while spiraling into insanity.
Oh.
there is no confirmation on this. That's just a thing that it says on the wiki. And as far as I can tell, no one has asked the brother chaps about this.
What do you think? Write in flashinapancast@gmail.com.
I have a couple of comments for this. These are, of course, taken from the YouTube upload, which is very popular, as you can imagine. Because when people watch Homestar, they tend to binge watch Homestar, and that means going way back to the start and watching from the first cartoon, which this is. And I am going to ask you to start off with this comment.
Peanut is fucking Peanut Butter Gamer?
Yes.
Like, actually...
It's him.
Wow, okay.
The YouTuber himself, Peanut Butter Gamer.
14 years ago. So what? who rated a Homestar video 1 star. For shame, for shame. I've always loved the seasonal Homestar cartoon.
Yep.
Remember when YouTube had star ratings? Jeez. That's a throwback.
Buster Station, 1 year ago on YouTube, said, "It wasn't until years after seeing this that I realized you really could build an AMC Gremlin like that. It's a subcompact car, so I thought Bubs was talking about some crazy build that would require a custom chassis. I mistakenly assumed it was FWD, like modern small cars. But the Gremlin was basically just a Hornet with its rear end chopped off. Not only will it accept AMC's V8 or fit a number of V8s from other manufacturers, but you could actually order it with one from the factory. Any aftermarket performance parts that will fit a Hornet will fit a Gremlin."
Well, there you go.
So there you go. Hey, any classic car people in the audience,
that one's
there's
for
a
you.
There's a top tip for you.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Enjoy
that. I understand what is being said here.
Mm-hmm. Pete, there are people who do like make cars from films and cartoons and so on.
Yeah.
You know? Like people make their own Mystery Machine, make their own Jurassic Park Jeep. I wonder if anyone has made the Goblin's Gremlin from this cartoon.
So. I hope that the Homestar Runner Goblin Gremlin is out there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Also, it is just funny that the Goblin is given a gremlin.
Yeah.
I think that's cute. I mean,
what other car would a Goblin drive?
And there's one last comment, which I'm going to give to
you. Crockett Launcher 259 6 years ago said, "I love..." "I love Strong Sad's communist Harry Potter costume."
If only. See, this appears to be a reference to what we will see going forward with the Homestar Halloween cartoons, is that Homestar Runner, as a long-running joke, will get people's costumes wrong. He will just misguess them.
Yeah.
Like in this, he mistakes Karma Miranda for the Chiquita Banana Lady, which upsets Strong Bad.
Yeah.
But it becomes so much of a running gag that this year, 2023, the latest Homestar Runner Halloween cartoon is a game show based on what what misinterpretations would Homestar have for this Halloween costume. It's called The Show, Ween Edition, and it's lovely.
I need to watch it. I haven't seen it yet.
Yes, you do.
I need to sit down and watch it.
It's great.
Yep.
It's really, really fun. We have talked about it in the Discord. It's great. So, I think we should finish off with one more Homestarloween.
Oh, go on then.
And so, we are going to skip the second year, because the second year was The House That Gave Sucky Treats, which is interactive, and we will do on a stream at some point. Yeah. But the third one, Pumpkin Carnival, is also tremendous fun. So here we go. Pumpkin Carnival.
Pum-pum, what's up, my main man? My dog. My ace in the hole. Second place. What you got here, old Marzipan?
I didn't want to kill mine, so I just left it on the vine.
What for? So you could, like, use it in a witch's brew or something?
I don't know what that means. Anyway, I wrote a song about it. I left it on the vine. I left it on the line. I mean, I left
Not
it
Not necessary. Last place. Ding!
Homestar, I'm breaking up with you.
Witch's brew.
Witch's brew.
This is the beginning of a long-running Homestar obsession with witch's brew. Mm. Which, yes, there is a wiki page about it.
I'm sure there is.
So there is, in the Flash version, there is an Easter egg where which does feature Homestar, which is very fun as well. This is just great. By this point, you know, we are in the year 2002. And the characters are much better established. We get a proper like lineup at the end with all the different characters and all the different costumes. Which is great.
Yeah.
And so the Homsar scene actually only happens in the Flash version if you click the Poopsmith's pumpkin. Ooh. Which is a fun bonus that, according to the comments, not a lot of people knew about. Yeah, but it's the best one because Homsar is dressed as Ghost Dog from Ghost Dog Way of the Samurai.
Yes, he is.
One of the best Forrest Whitaker films. It's so good. Watch Ghost Dog, everyone. Watch Ghost Dog. It's so good. Most of the comments thought he was Blade.
I can see that. I can see why people thought that.
Yep.
More people have seen Blade than Ghost Dog.
Yeah, and also this has a wild plot twist.
As it turns out,
let's talk about the goings on.
Sure.
Alex, tell us about the plot.
So there's a pumpkin contest.
There is.
And they've all. Well, most of them have brought a pumpkin, not Homsar. Homsar is taped a spoon to an eggplant. And Homsar's going around giving out awards. The awards are kind of mean for Homsar, and you start to wonder, like,
yeah,
you get to
worst place,
second to last place,
not last.
Yeah, nobody actually gets first place.
No, Pom Pom gets second place.
That's the highest. And then at the end, Marzipan's like, wait, so who won? And he's like, oh, right, yeah, the winner. And then as it turns out, Strong Bad was dressed as Homsar the whole time, which is why the awards are so mean.
And why the commentary was so mean.
Because it's Strong Bad. Judging the pumpkins,
and this is foreshadowed as well, right? Because Homsar is meaner than usual, is more impatient than usual, and also asks the cheats to assist him, which the regular Homsar wouldn't
do. No, you're very, very right about that.
Yeah, he is as rude to his girlfriend Marzipan as usual, though.
Yes, that part. That's the red herring.
the red herring is that no, Homsar has always been a terrible boyfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, Marzipan also didn't carve the pumpkin. She didn't even remove it from the vine. She just brought the pumpkin with her.
And then she tried to sing a song, but then she got the lyrics to the song wrong.
Just a really poor showing.
Not as bad as the Poopsmith.
Oh, the Poopsmith just has a rotten pumpkin.
A rotten pumpkin. Then they just walk right past him and like, just keep walking.
Mm-hmm.
The Poopsmith hisses at them.
Yeah, the Poopsmith utters a sound.
Yeah.
Which the Poopsmith does not do because of his vow.
Poopsmith is dressed as, I have no fucking clue. Godzilla?
As the creature from the Black
Lagoon. Oh, that makes more sense.
Maybe he's a Sleestak. Yeah. He might be a Sleestak. From Land of the Lost. I am looking this up, and yes, here's a Sleestak.
Ah, nice, okay.
Mm-hmm. I think the costumes in this are definitely more elaborate than in the first cartoon. Yeah. I mean, obviously, like, the goblin is dressed as Strong Bad, who is dressed as a bee.
Yes.
Strong Bad is just a ghost. He's just wearing a big sheet.
Yeah, where the eye holes are cut out incorrectly.
Yeah, so Strong Mad can't see anything. No. Strong Mad does carve his pumpkin by just punching it three times for the eyes and mouth.
Yeah.
What's your favorite costume? Because there are some really good ones in this.
Okay. Am I right in thinking that Strong Sad is Johnny Rotten?
Strong Sad is not Johnny Rotten. Strong Sad is Vivian from The Young Ones.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, I like that one a lot. That's a good one. I also do enjoy the simplicity of the King of Town just being dressed as Mario.
Yeah, usually the King of Town is dressed as a food mascot. In the first one, he was Captain Crunch. Yeah. In this, he's Mario.
He's just Mario.
And there is a bonus about that, which I'll discuss shortly.
Okay.
Homsar is Angus Young from AC/DC,
yep,
which is great.
Yep.
Bubs is Captain Lou Albano.
Wait, Is that another secret second Secret Mario reference?
I think so. Yeah. Maybe accidentally. Yeah. Maybe on purpose. Maybe. He's just dressed as Captain Lou Albano, as he was as a wrestler.
Yeah.
In the 80s. Marzipan is also a really good one. Marzipan is Lisa Left Eye Lopez from TLC.
Yeah.
Which is great. It's just great. So costumes better. I think the jokes are better in this. It's just great fun.
Pom Pom is the Kool-Aid Man.
Pom Pom is, of course, the Kool-Aid Man. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's hard to, I think Pom Pom is just wearing a Kool-Aid Man costume rather than like painting himself.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
I mean, given that there's like a whole like jug handle and like top of jug above his head and a hole cut out there, yeah, I think that's just a costume.
So Coach Z is the only one I didn't recognize. The cheat is one of the kids from Fat Albert, which I had never watched, but like I recognized the outfit. Coach Z is Kid from Kid and Play, who were an 80s hip hop duo.
Yeah, I've no fucking clue. I would never would have got that.
They had a cartoon in the 80s.
Great. I still... Yeah. Still no.
Still, no. Okay, that's fine.
Still no.
Obviously, there are a couple of... So there is another Easter egg, which happens when you click the real Homestar at the end of the Flash cartoon, where he asked the cheat about Witch's Brew. One interesting thing is that, like, when Witch's Brew is first brought up in this, because Homestar mistakes Coach Z's Wu-Tang Clan pumpkin for just a W for Witch's Brew, that's actually Strong Bad as Homestar asking about the Witch's Brew, which means that Homestar just decided to adopt this Witch's Brew obsession from, like... It's hard to tell where it came from. Like, was this already a Homestar thing before Strong Bad put on his face? I don't think it was. I think this is the first time that Witch's Brew is mentioned.
He's trying to emulate his hero, Strong Bad.
Like, yeah. Like at one point... I mean, like, the Witch's Brew thing happens a lot, but, like, at one point, Homestar claims to have spent $2,000 on Witch's Brew. There's another time where I think it's Homestar has like an eBay profile name, which is like Witch's Brew 82. So there are all sorts of weird connections that all trace back to this imposter pretending to be Homestar. So, I don't know. Answers on a postcard, please. Yeah. To flashinthepancast@gmail.com, and please don't send us a postcard. You don't have our address.
There is no one single address to send mail to. Haha, got you.
Yep, we live in different places. Yep.
Different countries.
Mm-hmm. This is a strategy to keep our fans from stalking us. this is great. Alex, any highlights for you?
I already covered them. I do enjoy that. Okay, the best part of this for me is when Strong Bad's like, "Hi, you guys thought I came as the bee," and they're like, "Wait, so who's dressed as the bee?" And it's the fucking goblin from the previous cartoon. It's the goblin.
Yeah, more evidence to suggest that the goblin is just Homestar's idea of himself as a goblin, right?
Yeah. It only the evidence only piles up.
Yeah. Maybe in all other cartoons, the goblin is puppeting Homestar Runner.
We'll never know.
There's
no way to know.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I like that Strong Bad refers to the costume as the bee. Not a bee, just the bee.
The bee, as in...
The bee.
The bee from nature.
Yeah, just... Yeah, that one.
Yeah. The bee. The bee.
Also, I really like that Bubs's pumpkin just has an engine in it.
Yeah.
He made a pumpkin hot rod.
Yeah.
It's great. It scares the cheat. It's very cute. Yeah, so not as many fun background information things about this one. In the DVD commentary, they do mention going to see Ghost Dog Way of the Samurai in the cinema, where their friend Matt had a razor blade in his pocket and it cut his hand.
Jesus.
It cut his hand like in half, halfway through the movie, and he didn't say anything, and we get out of the movie and his hand's bleeding and he's like, oh yeah, I had a razor blade in my pocket and I cut my hand. That's the kind of guy Matt is. Oh dear. But yeah, it's very fun. It's very fun. And I do very much like I like all of it. It's just great. Homestar is a good time. Halloween Homestar is an even better time.
Homestar good. I am glad that it's still good all these years later and that they're still making it. Incredible.
Yeah. It's very, very cool. Yes, I am glad for it. And I have a few final comments to finish off with.
All right.
So, I'm going to ask you to start off, please.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Ronin Catholic.
That's a good ass name.
6 years ago. Rewatching this years later after forgetting the jokes, but knowing the twist of Strong Bad's costume ahead of time makes it even funnier. Homestar's awards and bouncer sound a little more mean spirited than is usual for him, and the reveal makes it all make sense.
Yeah. I agree. It's fun.
Yeah.
DJames516, 2 years ago on YouTube, said. So who won? Strong Sad, last place. King of Town, worst place. Strong Mad, good prize. Coach Z, second to last place. Poopsmith, not placed. Homsar, last place without ding. Pom Pom, second place. Marzipan, last place. Goblin, most improved. Bubs, not last place. Strong Bad, I won. I don't think Strong Bad's win counts because he didn't carve a pumpkin or even have one. Last place can't be first place unless everyone tied for first place, so we'll eliminate S-Sad and Marzipan and Homestar. Worst place is basically the same, so King of Town is out too. Coach Z got second to last place, so unless everyone else tied for last, he didn't win either. He's eliminated. The Poopsmith wasn't rated, so we'll eliminate him as well. Second place is explicitly not first place, so Pom Pom is out. That leaves us with good prize, most improved, and not last place. Not last place means Bubs at the least did better than last place. Good is a relative term, meaning we can assume Strong Mad did better than at least half the competition. Most, on the other hand, is not a relative term. Most means greater than the rest. The Goblin improved his pumpkin more than the other contestants, therefore I give him first place. First place Goblin, second place Pom Pom, third and fourth place Strong Mad and Bubs. If pressed, I'd give third to Strong Mad. Fifth place Coach Z, sixth and last place Marzipan, King of Town, Strong Sad, and setting a new standard for last place Homsar, not placed Poopsmith. Thanks, DJames516, for cleaning that up for us.
Fucking worked out who actually won. Amazing. Yep.
This is a summary, of course, of DJames's PhD dissertation.
And finally...
In Homestology.
Mason Asaro 2118, 2 years ago, I see, is a fellow connoisseur who said, weird how Bubs and King of Town both went as Lou Albano.
Yes! There you go. Accidental double Mario. There you
go. Mario.
And speaking of Mario, I forgot to mention this, but there is a last Easter egg, which is if you click on the King of Town at the end, you are taken to a King of Town Mario game. A King of Town Mario game, which is really quite depressing.
Oh.
It's called Super Kingio Bros. And you, as the King of Town, can barely move and you can't jump, and the first Goomba just runs into you and you die.
Oh.
And the King of Town says, my life is a joke.
Oh, that's so sad.
It's so sad. Like, he can't jump, but he does grunt when you press the jump button.
He's trying so hard.
It's really sad. Hey, Super King Eo Bros is just one of the weird little Easter eggs that you come to love from the Homestar realm. And this has been a lovely cartoon. We will cover more Homestar Halloweens in future. Maybe not even at Halloween. Who knows?
Maybe.
We're wild cards. We're mavericks.
Really pushed the boat out, yeah.
Yeah, we can't be pinned down by things like calendars. That's why this episode's so late. That is going to do it for our cartoons for today, but I believe we have a couple of emails to finish off with. Emails from you, our Flashketeers. Whoa!
Wow.
That's right. Some people, like you, maybe even you listening to this, have emailed in to flashinthepencast@gmail.com. We have a comment, actually, on our website.
What?
Because our webpage is a WordPress page, and so people can just leave comments on the episodes. It doesn't happen often.
I know, I'm aware. I'm just surprised that someone used that functionality.
Yeah, we got a pretty detailed one, actually. So this
okay.
So this is from Krista Ida Art. Who, and I'll post this for you so you can read it, was commenting on our previous episode where we talked about the animutation classic James Bond.
Okay. Some notes on James Bond. A lot of these are from Dwedit's commentary, which you can find on preserved ruffle copies like the one on Newgrounds. One frame message reads, Bob the... Atog? Bob the Atog Wasugoi? Bob the Atog is the name of a previous Flash by Dwedit, a Magic the Gathering themed spoof of previous Flash in the Pan subject Eskimo Bob. Oh, how about that? Link and Gandalf originally comes from Suzuki-san and actually references the Japanese arcade game I'm Sorry by Corland.
That's a deep cut.
Yeah. Randy Peter Pan Constan filed a DMCA claim against Dwedit's original YouTube upload, so in the current upload he's just a Randy Constan shaped green tile with the words DMCA violation. Picture of Tom Fulp in a phone scene. Casper's inclusion is a Wesley Willis reference, I believe.
Oh, Wesley Willis.
Evil Lair background nabbed from Eskimo Bob 26. Dead Kitty picture was taken from the Napster website. Briefly, one of the only two pages after they shut down their service. Cute blood picture is described accurately. It's not by Junko Mizuno, it's by less famous Japanese artist and designer Mari-chan.
Okay.
Fun pop culture detail. Very bad children's book author Nancy Kathleen Stufer unsuccessfully attempted to sue J.K. Rowling for questionable plagiarism claims. So here, her book zaps Powerpuff Harry towards the end.
Oh my goodness.
Three consecutive Easter eggs accessed by the right-click play trick. I remember the third one having some trickery to make your cursor disappear as well. It doesn't seem to have been preserved by Ruffle.
Wow. Thank you very much,
Krista,
for all of that extra detail. See, this is why we love our Flashketeers, right? Because you folks always have so much extra knowledge that we are not privy to. So it really is a community effort to actually like understand this stuff, you know, and get the full context.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool.
I remember the actually, now that you say it, I remember the Dead Kitty picture from Napster as it was shutting down. I remember that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So thank you. We have a... Let's do a couple more. Last time we asked, our guest Voidburger asked people to email in and tell us about earworms that have stuck in your head recently. And we have one here from Mark, who emailed in to say, I would say that for Canadians who grew up watching too much television in the 90s, any mention of Niagara Falls, Ontario will likely trigger a memory for the entire jingle for the amusement park Marineland, of which there were a dozen variations of this advert. And Mark links the advert, which is extremely catchy.
All right, I will refrain from watching that now.
No, because... no, watch it now, because I want to hear your reaction to it.
Watch it now?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, let's have a look. That child is distressingly close to that orca's mouth.
That orca is giving that child a kiss, by which I mean this giant predator is licking a child's face. That's not okay. That child that is going to be not, devoured.
That is not okay.
You're giving the orca a taste for human flesh.
Yeah.
For like, young, defenseless humans. A child cannot fight off an orca attack. We didn't evolve to do this.
No.
But yeah.
Oh God! So I just, you know, everyone loves Marineland. Everyone loves Marineland so much that the last day of operation for Marineland was Sunday, 8th of October, 2023.
Whoa! It just closed.
Fucking close.
But everyone loves Marineland. Apparently not. Wow.
Due to unforeseen circumstances.
Our orcas ate too many children.
Inclement weather, the operating schedule. Wait, was it just closed for the day? Oh, it's temporarily closed.
Okay, temporarily closed. Oof. They ran out of kids to feed to the animals.
I'm sorry, closed.
I can't get over that. That's so wild.
Closed due to unforeseen circumstances or inclement weather, the operating schedule has changed.
I mean, it is also, like, approaching winter in Canada, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we have let's do one more email. This is from Troy, who emails... Hi, Troy. Who emails
Hi,
this,
Troy.
Which you can take.
I constantly have things stuck in my head. Typically, if a song is stuck in my head, it will be the only thing I listen to for a 2-week period. Yep. And then I move on to something else. I am constantly getting different songs in there, a lot of which aren't particularly earwormy. That's fucking infuriating. I've had that before, and it's like, this song's not even good! Get out of my fucking... a highlight of this particular quirk included, I had the leak spin stuck in my head.
Oh my gosh, Yeva's Polka?
Yeah, at the time I was using Windows Vista, which had little widgets you could run on your sidebar. I downloaded a LeakSpin widget, which played the animation constantly. If you clicked it, it would play the song in a loop until you clicked it again.
Why would you do that to yourself, Troy?
One day I kept it running for nearly 6 hours without stopping.
Oh no.
The loss to my brain cells is incalculable, but probably really, really bad. Like, that can't have been healthy.
No! No, that's something that you would hear, like prison survivors talk about, like, the guards doing to them. Like a SWAT team would blast that on giant speakers to try and lure a drug lord out of his compound. And you did that voluntarily? Troy, I hope you're okay. Thank you for emailing in. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
So I think that is going to do it for today. I do have a fun email prompt for our lovely Flashketeers. Flashketeers, we've seen a lot of cool Halloween dress-up stuff from Homestar and the gang, but I want to hear about your favorite costume you have worn.
Yeah.
Was it an original character? Maybe you've got a really good fursuit. Maybe you look amazing as, I don't know, like Death the Kid from Soul Eater. Whatever it is. Tell us about it. Send photos if you like. flashinthepancart@gmail.com. And of course, you can also email in about anything. Suggest us more cartoons. We are mostly suggestion run at this point, and we love hearing about stuff we haven't even heard of before. If you would like to bring us more interesting stuff, more comments, more content, more context even, then you can send all of that to flashinthepancart@gmail.com. We read every single email we get, and we have always very much enjoyed your contributions. We are so grateful to have you as our fans. We are very, very fortunate. And yeah, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
And I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
What he said.
Yeah, yeah. What he said. What I said. Yes. What we both said. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
We should finish. Yes, let's finish.
We should finish.
Show.
We should finish the episode. So, Tom, where can people find you on the internet?
Oh wow, we're starting with me this time. Oh boy. I'm Gertrude Perkins on Twitter and on Blue Sky. That's Gertrude PRKNS. You can find me there. You can also find me there. You can also find me on Co-host, though I mostly just lurk there. Co-host is a nice place to be. Alex, tell us about you.
Much like Tom, I'm also on Co-host, but I mostly lurk and don't really post that much. Cohost.org/DEX01. I'm also on the less worse Twitter princesspunk.bsky.social on Blue Sky if you would like to find me there, and I'm also on the bad place twitter.com/DEX01. Every time we do one of these, I'm like, it still hasn't burned down, and I'm still of the opinion that it will burn down soon. When that will happen, who knows?
Who knows?
Something's got to give eventually, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can find me streaming twitch.tv/xsplashzonex every Saturday, Sunday, apart from the weekends when me and Vile have got other stuff going on, but mostly every weekend we stream things and stuff. We're currently streaming. I'm currently streaming Grabbed by the Ghoulies.
Ooh.
Fuck that game.
Oh.
I've played for it before.
Yes.
And I decided to play for it again because, you know, we're near the Halloween. We're in the Halloeen period.
Yeah,
I'm just going to keep.
Because Ghoulies.
Yeah, I was going to keep playing it because I think people would like us to see us play Grab by the Ghoulies. That fucking game is just dreadful.
You're not having a good time with it?
No. The further through the game you get, the worse that it gets. Yeah, and then you can also find everything else I've done. Videos, music videos. AlexValentine.card.co.
Wonderful. And as always, you can find us on Twitter, @FlashITPancast. That's @FlashItPancast. You can find us mostly on our website, flashinthepancast.com, where you'll find links to all the cartoons we talked about today, all of our previous episodes, and a master list of everything we've ever covered. Wow! But most importantly, if you would like to support us, then you can go to patreon.com/flashinthepan. Now, you have some options. You can just follow us to get updates about episodes. You can also give us a bit of money. If you give us a bit of money, then that means you get to listen to the episodes like a week early, which is pretty nice. You also, if you give us a little bit more money, you also get access to our lovely Flashketeer Flash in the Pan Discord, where you can come and chat and hang out with like-minded weirdos and discuss everything from from Papers, Please to a weird film called The Timekeepers of Eternity, which was a real experience. So I'm very glad that that came up in discussion. Discord, good. Get in Discord by give money to Patreon, patreon.com/flashinthepan. Thank you for all of your support. Thank you, of course, as always, to our very gracious web host, Alicia E. Goranson. You can find all of her cool stuff. There's recordings, there's writings, there's radio drama. It's at alicia-goranson.com. Goodness me, this has been a bumper episode, but this has been bumpingly good fun. That doesn't work. That just sounds odd. We're leaving it in. Okay.
It's a bumper episode for things that go bump in the night.
Oh, see, this is why I need you, Alex. until next time, thank you so much for listening. I have been Tom.
I've been Alex.
And wow, you set a new standard for last place. You don't get a ding.
Have a great flash. In the pan. Flash in the pan.